I would, I mean, you're joking, but I wouldn't put it past like a narrative that that's yeah. what he's putting towards people. Yeah. You know, Kim Jong Un is Kim definitely, Jong-Putin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He, I mean, like he's going to not need the vaccine. We only have enough for everyone but me, but I don't need it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was also, how was that as an, as Kim Jong Un?
I thought it was impression. Racist, but.
It was racist? Yeah, I didn't even do an accent. I was just doing yeah, like why. The essence
the
of him.
That, the fact that you refuse to do an accent because he's Asian and you don't want to seem racist.
No, that's not. I racist. Don't think I can differentiate my Korean versus other Try. Asian. No.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
All right, guys.
Hey, I don't know when we're starting. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll start right now.
Okay.
Welcome back.
What an
back.
Intro. what a smooth intro.
Welcome back to Political Potluck. We hey. Decided to take a
quarantine break.
A quarantine break.
Yeah, yeah. Did we do one during the quarantine?
Maybe we
did like
one. I
feel like we maybe did one. I don't
maybe
even know.
We did one. I don't know.
It's all been, I mean, it all feels like it's just one long, I keep telling people it feels like one long Tuesday to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a,
every day is a Tuesday.
Every day is a Tuesday.
But yeah, it's, we haven't done one in a minute.
In a minute. Yeah. Yeah. And somehow it's still 2020.
Uh-huh. 2020 best year ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Best year.
I mean, I remember I think like the last one we did, we were like anti-Trump, and I think it's interesting because now both of us are very pro-Trump.
Very pro-Trump. No, no. I mean, he's going to save the economy. God chose him, and
yeah, and he's like stopping pedophilia. It's really great.
I didn't realize that. You know, I didn't realize that he was at the forefront of stopping it, and that for years he's just been like, you know, undercovering mm-hmm. it. You know,
yeah.
Like
for years he's been undercover, pretending like he's a rapist.
That's what QAnon's doing. Like the deep state. They're yeah. like they're like deep into the state of pedophilia. Yeah.
And yeah. Do you ever like get a boner when you hear deep state?
I get half a chub when I hear deep and then they followed up with state and then it's gone. Yeah.
I love politics. So I get a half and then the state just gets me hard.
See, all the blood rushes to my other head when we're talking politics. Yeah. It's
all right. Well, big news.
But yeah, so we are coming right now as we talk. It's I think in what 45 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, they're about to make the announcement official in the first joint press conference.
And what is the announcement?
That I'm sorry, I'm laughing because your dogs are also wrestling in the middle of this.
We have a dog fighting ring yeah, right on the couch.
You didn't have a dog. You didn't have a second dog last time.
Yeah, now I've got That's two true. Dogs. 2020.
Yeah.
One thing to look at. I'm trying to look at the positive. 2020, the year I got a second, you know, a
yeah.
second dog.
Yeah. And in 45 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever, they're going to make the announcement official that presidential nominee Vice President Joe Biden has selected his own vice presidential nominee in Senator Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you're not familiar with Kamala Harris, she is Obama's drag character so that he can run as a vice president, right?
I was not expecting
that wasn't true. That's not true. Obama's doing drag, pretending to be a different senator from California named Kamala Hussein Harris.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't have much negative about her. I mean, she was a DA who put a lot of people in jail for like nonviolent crimes and weed and shit like that. And
right.
Then,
I mean, but, yeah, and I'd be a super hypocrite to be. I mean, I'm not for that, but to be like against her because of that, because I was for Amy Klobuchar, who had really the same. You know, the interesting thing to me is they had the same record, and during the primaries. You know, this only came up for Amy Klobuchar,
yeah,
and now
like
suddenly she's vice president, and it's coming up for Kamala Harris.
It would have came up for Amy Klobuchar too.
No, it did come up for Amy Klobuchar.
I mean, if she would have, it came up for both of them. But right now, if Amy Klobuchar got the nod, it would be a big deal for. It would be a bigger deal, I would even say, because Kamala being black has a little.
And
bit
And Kamala
of
also
leeway.
Bowed out before, you know, in what in December, and it wasn't, and that's sort of when. Yeah, I know.
These dogs, man. Don't buy dogs from Michael Vick's adoption. These dogs are just, no, they love each other, but they love to play.
They play really, really well together. It just sounds terrible on audio only podcast.
Everybody's having fun.
Yeah. One's a tiny version of the other. I mean, it's really adorable. I'm getting crowded by them now too, which is just the best way to talk politics.
She seems
it's just
like she
it's
seems
like
cool.
Goat yoga. It just makes everything, you know, makes politics so much more palatable to have like two pups on your.
I think the most important thing is, in case Biden dies, is she presidential enough? Can she be president? Is she smart enough? You don't want to have, you know, a dummy, you know, taking over like Quayle.
Right.
Bush won. Quayle. You're like, oh man, if something happens to Bush, you got this idiot who can't spell potato, you know, fucking spells it like toe.
Yeah. And in the case of if Pence, like if something happens to Trump and Pence is in charge, you know, he can only do, you know, dealings with male figures of authority.
His
wife has to be
there. Oh, that's crazy.
which is not that different from Trump, whose daughter needs to be there all the time.
No, he's only doing that, though, so that people think that he's a perverted pedophile who wants to fuck his own daughter.
That's,
so that he
that was his way in to end pedophilia. Yeah,
genius.
Yeah. It's actually pretty genius. He's the last person you'd expect because of all the
evidence. But honestly, Pence's wife might be the smartest bitch in Washington, you know, or Indiana, or wherever that.
First of all, I commend your respectable labeling of her.
Smartest bitch in Washington.
Why? Let's hear this.
Because fucking she knows that Mike Pence is trying to fuck probably men, but trying to fuck outside of the marriage, you know? And so she's like, he can't control himself around men. He's barely able to not fuck all the dudes around. Imagine if I left him alone with these fucking thoughts all over Washington, D.C.
These thoughts all over Washington.
Oh, dude, D.C. is covered in thoughts. And they're, like, pretty good looking, but they know they're not, like, supermodel hot, too. So they, like, yeah, there's some thoughts.
Right,
They weren't known as thoughts when I was there.
No, they were known as Senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh, what a gentleman. that guy's gay for sure.
Wasn't he Lady G or something? That was like that's what some male prostitutes apparently.
Lady G, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. I don't know.
Poor guy.
Arguably, this is the best vice presidential choice as a woman that's not Sarah Palin. So that's, you know, 50% of the choices that have been made before Kamala Harris. But I think you're right. Geraldine Ferraro,
Who the car, the Fiero, was named after.
Yeah, no, she had that.
Geraldine Fiero.
She had that name recognition among men because of her car sounding like name.
Yeah. She's like, oh, her name sounds like a car that breaks down a lot.
But it breaks down because it goes fast.
Yeah.
And people in the 80s loved fast women.
I do
women.
Think Fieros look cool as fuck, but they're just garbage cars.
Right. I love that that's what you're calling. Geraldine Fiero. Kind of sounds like Jerry Ferrari.
It's Ferrari.
Her name was like Ferraro, wasn't it?
Bobby Lamborghini.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing is I think Kamala Harris has so much going for her on this ticket, on this specific ticket, you know, it's just like the smart choice. It's the safe choice.
Let's see what Black Lives Matter says about it, because Black Lives Matter should be up in arms, because even though she's a black lady, she put a lot of black people in jail.
I think that's huge.
Doubling down on Biden's thing of like still staying cool with police and law enforcement. You know, Biden made very careful, because Biden, he's like, I've got the nomination. It's a general election now. He's being smart. He's not, you know, he's playing the numbers, you know? And I think he sees, like, I think he should.
He's ahead, yeah. And he's ahead with, a really brilliant strategy of just let Trump be Trump. And, yeah. I mean, literally, he can
run.
It's tough to win that way,
but I think Trump's so unliked in this.
I think it's
in this COVID stuff happening too.
The smartest thing to do, reacting so badly to it.
I think it's a winning strategy.
I mean, look, this is going to be an election cycle that's going to come down to who mispronounces Kamala Harris's name more. You know, and as long as Joe Biden's out of the spotlight, Trump's going to win on that one. He's going to lose. You know, he's going to lose on just being like, Kamala is the worst, nastiest woman.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
She smells a little fishy.
Oh, God.
What? I'm just telling the truth.
She's from some seafaring nation. Yeah, I can see him doing
that. No, I think Biden will be able to say her name. Biden's career.
Yeah. Here's how Biden's going to be down to it.
He's not going to fuck up his VP's name.
Trump
will.
Biden will too.
Will say it wrong?
I mean, Biden is a gaffe machine. Here's what Biden's going to say.
One name.
With Biden, it's just going to be like, and Harris is...
Did he ever call Obama Osama? Is there any footage of him calling Obama Osama?
No, he called him Barry. That's the thing. He needs to come up with like a real American name for her. Yeah, yeah.
And Cammy and I.
Yeah, yeah. But he's just going to... And Chrissy and I. But, you know, she's got a lot going. I mean, man, you know, she's married to a Jew. I think that's not for nothing in the Democratic Jewish
world. Nobody's perfect.
And, wow. Wow.
Matt's a Jew, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Jewish. I'm a Jewish person.
Oh, is it bad to say you're a Jew?
If you're not a Jew, it is.
Oh. I thought it was okay to call Jews Jews.
No, don't you? There was a whole thing.
As long as you're not yelling it at them.
Right.
So if you're friends with them and you're pointing,
yeah, yeah.
If you're like driving by and you scream out Jew, even if you're right, it's really rude.
I mean, yeah. I mean, do you? Yeah.
It's rude for any religion, except for Christian. I feel like it's still rude, but it's like, whatever.
Who's going around going like, "Hey, Christian"?
Yeah. Nobody is. Not here, at least. But I bet like, but like somebody Muslim. You know, that's not good. Jew. Hindu, any religion other than Christian.
Yeah, but I don't hear
Christian.
People. But that's the thing.
It's
who's
almost
doing
like
it?
You're saying, like, woo woo, we're all Christians.
Yeah. First of all, you're doing it in a redneck Christian voice, you know?
Christian.
Yeah. So it's like,
you fucking Christians, get out of my city, Christian.
Wait, what are you? Agnostic.
No, that's like a Southerner who hates fucking lame cucks named Christian. Because, you know, like, if a dude's name is Christian, he's not like a fucking Southern Christian. I'm Christian and my name is Christian. No, he's a fucking lame ass fucking dude.
That's the best you got. He's a lame ass dude. That's good. I
love people of all different religions, even if you're a lame ass dude named Christian.
Yeah.
Who needs to find some faith.
But I don't hear, the problem is I don't hear anyone saying like Christian.
No,
you know,
they never do.
Unless it's Bill Maher or whatever, you know, says that, right?
Does Bill Maher say Christian?
Sometimes I've heard him go like, Christian, what are you, a big Christian or whatever? I don't know. I mean, that's not a good Bill Maher impression, right?
I think it's a great Bill Maher impression.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so worried about my impressions. I'm going to take that on stage now. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's
a great idea.
No one does a Bill Maher impression because like, it's really tough to do.
It's like not enough people like I think know Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Like maybe when he was on ABC, he was like
Trump tweets
like
about
HBO,
him, so that's good. You know,
I feel like his HBO show is like still. I watch it every week except for when it now the Zoom bullshits. But the regular
now
show.
Now that it's on Zoom, you mean?
I love yeah. Can't stand it. This is not Zoom. We refuse to do Zoom because we don't believe in the virus.
Yeah. Well, we're sitting 6 feet away, and we're gonna share a blunt later. I believe in the virus very much.
But we share blunts.
My brother had a had it. This is definitely not a hoax. I get very pissed off whenever I see stuff that says it's a
definitely hoax. Definitely not a hoax.
You know, on Twitter, if you watch it though, there's a huge a Venn diagram that is a circle, right, of people who believe it's a hoax. And love to call people the R word, which is like my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
And especially since my brother with special needs has had it. I mean, it just drives me up the wall.
Don't say the R word and don't say it's a hoax, guys.
Please. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to sit here and change people's opinions.
I am. But Hormuz Rashidi. If you have a problem with me.
I don't have confidence in my own opinions. Yeah.
I don't know what my opinions next week will be, but I know
right now
you shouldn't say the R word.
That one. Thank you. I agree. I think on our last show, I think we talked about herd immunity. You've got this belief that there needs to be herd immunity, that we just need to get to that point.
But maybe.
Don't you think
maybe belief? I maybe next week I'll believe it.
I feel like that's going. Yeah. I feel like the more time goes by, the more I disagree with that. You know, as we look at jails, wouldn't jails be a great example of what herd immunity should look like? And in jails, people are getting ravaged by this. You know.
I bet in jails the deaths are probably happening to people who are older more than the younger people, right? That the jails are a weird situation because it's not a situation where you have the elderly population protected in their homes and the young population out and about. Do you know what I'm saying? Like in regular society, you wouldn't have old people in cages near other people. You would have, ideally, looking back, and it's hard to know what really to do, but ideally looking back, it seems like trying to reach herd immunity by letting young people intermingle and catch the virus and try and survive it while old and people who are at high risk stay inside and be extra careful not to catch the virus. It seems like if young people would have sacrificed and taken the chance, it's a very small chance, but taking the chance with their lives to reach herd immunity, old people and the, you know, the more immune, fragile people wouldn't have to quarantine for as long.
I don't know about that. I mean, I feel like what's happened is people are doing that, and people are intermingling, and there's a huge swath of people who are just like either flaunting, not paying attention to rules.
That's not what happened. That's what happened. Like we did like 4 months of kind of quarantine. Everybody kind of quarantining, right?
I do not think it was like 4 months.
How many months? Three months?
I mean,
for a few months.
But no one was paying attention to it. There were nothing but like weekend parties and stuff. Yeah, I know you are. But
also isolating the really people who are risky.
I think that's the problem. Is the isolation isn't working because you can't keep them isolated in a bubble for 4 months.
See, that's the problem. We were told everybody isolate. We weren't told some of you go out and intermingle. We were told everybody isolate. Everybody hide from the virus. So we didn't have the virus going through everybody. It was like it was around, but most people were staying away from it. And in that amount of time, over months and months of everybody staying in, eventually old people started mingling with their families and stuff. And things, it's hard to stay locked down forever. That's why I'm saying really realistically looking at it, we should have just locked down for a couple months, hardcore for everybody who's fragile immune-wise.
Yeah, everybody should have happened, I think. I think
and
that
everybody else should have just gotten it.
And the places where they've done that, that's been the best success rates of that.
Like, what happened in Sweden? I remember hearing that's what they're trying
Sweden
to do.
Sweden was not the great success story, from what I understand, that we all thought it would be, or some people thought it would be. I think a lot of people got it. They did have, I don't know how backed up they got in their hospitals, but they definitely, I believe, had a point where they did like have they were at capacity or near capacity or something. I mean,
how
the
are they
real
dealing
success,
with it now? Are they?
I think they've still got it. Just like, and I think it's all gone down almost everywhere except for here, and it's starting to go back up again.
But the uptick is nothing like our uptick was.
Our uptick and
I think it's having 50 different policies. And open borders between the states and shit.
The places where it's worked the best, the policies have worked the best have been places where sadly, with you know, just slightly more authoritarian rule, not completely authoritarian rule. Places with some major tyranny or authoritarian rule have actually been doing not good. Russia's a terrible example, and now they're stating that they've got the vaccine because, you know, Putin's daughter took it or whatever. And
you think it's bullshit?
I believe that they're working on a vaccine. I believe they have one, and I believe they're skipping trials that would be necessary to deem it effective
to make money and to be the first to market. They would make a lot of money.
I think it would be a lot of money. It would be big,
prestigious
for Russia, which is constantly, you know, bending rules to do that, whether it's the Olympics or. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they're cutting corners just to be that number one thing. And
run by gangsters,
frankly, you know, I mean, I wouldn't put it past. I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but it's within the perfect interest of major authoritarian figures like Putin to be, you know, to sow more chaos in the rest of the world, like making everyone think that they were first and we've all lost the vaccine. Like,
I mean, even if Russia had a vaccine right now, they would have to mass produce it. It would take a while, and America would still be producing their own and stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
That'd be dope. I'm rooting for Russia. I'm rooting for anybody if they can end this.
I do not care what.
Yeah, I don't care where
I mean, frankly,
from.
If it was Russia and it worked, that's great.
Yeah,
but
that's
don't
great.
Cut corners. I mean, you know what? I was watching. I think Trevor Noah said something last night. I'm sure he's not the only one. Like, if it's so effective, why is he giving it to his daughter? Why isn't he trying it himself? You know, why is his daughter the human trial?
Well,
he's
maybe,
such a great father.
Maybe Putin's immune system is so strong he knows he doesn't need it. And he's never been worried about the.
I mean, you're joking, but I wouldn't put it past like a narrative that's what he's putting towards people.
Yeah.
You know, Kim Jong Un is
Kim
definitely.
Jong-Putin.
Yeah. He, he's going to not need the vaccine. We only have enough for everyone but me, but I don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was also. How was that as a Kim Jong Un?
I thought it was
impression.
Racist, but.
It was racist? Yeah, I didn't even do an accent. I was just doing essence of him.
The fact that you refuse to do an accent because he's Asian and you don't want to seem racist.
No, that's not.
Is
I don't
racist.
Think I can differentiate my Korean versus other
Try.
Asian. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Kamala Harris is a smart pick. It like, you know, makes. You need to have. Minorities excited about the ticket.
I think Hillary Clinton, young Tim Kaine, excited about it.
Did not get anybody.
Who was Tim Kaine? That's the other thing, you
Virginia
know.
Virginia governor.
No, but I mean, like,
nobody knows.
No one knew. Yeah. No one on her VP list was really.
She should have picked Obama. But she's racist.
I mean, theoretically, he could have done that, couldn't he? Because he'd never been vice president.
Nobody's ever done that. The only person I think who's like taken a demoted position in government was John Quincy Adams, who was like sixth or something or eighth or something. He was one of the early presidents, and then after he lost his reelection, became a member of Congress.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's back when, like, there was less members of Congress, too.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a more prestigious position, not the shithole it is right now. And actually, you know what? AOC is a congressman. I love congresswomen. Congresswomen.
I mean, the thing is the potential for Congress. I mean, and this is the thing about America. The potential for a great working Congress is very possible. It's definitely not possible in my opinion in the world of like all or nothing cancel culture type stuff. Like that's
it's designed to not be very possible to get things done.
Yeah.
Right? It's designed to be divisive. It's not like a a coalition-y type system. It's like first past the post.
No, it's absolutely not. It's a lowest common denominator type of system where we only agree on like certain things that like, you know, but that's the beginnings of stuff, you know, and you've got to find that, you know, you've got to.
It's not the most democratic system. We can agree.
What is the most democratic system?
I would say a more democratic system would be a republic that had proportional representation. Right?
Where does that exist? I mean,
I would say
England is probably a little bit better where they just have more parties and stuff.
Yeah, they have their own problems, but it's more democratic. There's more parties, and the parties, if they don't pass things, they have new elections. And I think that's dope. It's like, it's designed to pass things.
I think the other thing is having to have like a coalition government. Yeah.
And if you can't, we have a new election.
Yeah.
And I think that's dope. This system is designed to have parties have a lot of power, even if they don't get the majority of the votes.
I mean, it's really the special interests that are.
But it's the rules, you know, it's the rules that the Federalist Papers describe. You know, they wanted to have the rich people be able to control stuff without too much control from the rabble. So elected members of Congress have a very hard time of getting things passed because of that. No, they even said it specifically in the Federalist Papers. Nobody reads the Federalist Papers really other than people who are really into it. But like it's them describing the fear of the masses taking control of the government. They were like, that's the thing is like they didn't want a dictator, but they didn't want a too much democracy where they lose their power to the poorer people. So they set up the system that's like right in the middle, which is the least effective system.
Yeah.
Like China can overnight change its policies because it's a dictatorship, oligarchy, whatever. Same thing with Putin. Like that's very effective, but undemocratic, but you can get shit done. A more democratic system where if the will of the people wants something, they can will it through the voting and then get new members who are there to do that thing. You know, like proportional representation systems have that occur sometimes where like behind a really important thing like healthcare passed after World War II all throughout Europe because most of those countries had proportional representation and the push of poor people to have that, you know, was reflected in government. It didn't happen in America after the Depression for the reasons that our government wasn't set up to have that push actually take place in government.
Right, but isn't the fact that like there's the look, I'm not trying to say that America's perfect because
no, we both love America. But, it's better than Iran. But I'm just saying it's not the most democratic system.
Yeah. One dog was just dragging the other a little bit, which I've never seen before. Yeah. I think it's there's the potential to change it is the idea. It's just very tough to get that through. And there should be a lot more input. You know,
I like the idea of changing it by doing what's it called?
Elections.
Yeah, ranked elections. Yeah. Tier. So you pick your first pick, second pick, third pick, fourth pick, and if your first pick doesn't get enough votes to be viable, you get your second pick in, until your pick becomes viable. It wouldn't have to change the whole constitution.
The actual results, which is great. And but you know, a step in that direction is
it's like I like these little hacks that some policymakers are trying to find as ways
they're
to
not
get
even
around
hacks.
It.
They're literally
it would be a law.
I mean, it's
but it's a law that like
it's law that exists in the states.
Certain areas, state by state. And I love the idea that some states. I think I don't know if any have adopted it, but it's going around the idea that no matter how your state votes in the general election, you know, in the electoral college, all of your state's votes would go to the winner of the overall popular vote.
No, I think that's become law
in some places.
I think federally because of the I think there was something that the Supreme Court in their last session. Heard something about it that
really?
States can force and you know reassign electoral positions if they choose to you know not go the will of the people or whatever not go the way the state went. It's within states' rights to be able to enforce that.
So does that mean states can vote that no matter how their state votes, they're going with the popular vote? They can have that be a clause that's like permanently in that state's constitution where. or whatever state laws need to be written for voter laws.
I mean, I think it's in certain states already.
They've already passed
and,
it in
and
certain
then,
states?
And then the Supreme Court, I mean, I'm not looking at anything to verify this, but I think what happened was there was a law that was brought to the Supreme Court, and they said, no, the states have the right to make you vote the way you're representative of
these
people. I love
that. That's like a nice little hack. If enough states, if like more than half the Electoral College states all agreed to go with the popular vote,
yeah,
then they would have hacked the system to make it a general election system.
Oh, gotcha. I think what it is that the it's not who wins the popular vote. It's who wins the popular vote in that state.
That's already how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's already how every state has it, though. If you win the popular vote in California, you win all of California's Electoral College votes, right?
Oh.
Some states were saying we want to change it so that our Electoral College votes go not to the winner of our state, but to the winner of the general election. The whole popular
that I don't
vote.
Know about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a hack to get it so that if more than half the Electoral College states combine to pass this law, effectively the popular vote would determine the winner.
Right, right.
And it wouldn't matter how many Electoral College votes are automatically lost to Alabama, Mississippi, whatever.
Swing states and whatnot,
It would be a general – they would turn it into a general election thing by enough states passing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a long shot, but I love these little people trying to do hacks to get.
But
to fix.
The other side, I mean, you know, other people are doing hacks too. You know, as we're seeing with all the degrading of the USPS and all that, and what it's going to mean.
And
for
also just like taking black people off the voter lists.
Oh yeah, you know, no, like, Florida voted to give voting rights
You'd
back
never forget
to
what happened in 2000.
To people with criminal records. Mm-hmm. You know. And then the state legislature said, well, you know, only if, you know, like, so now the people said you could do it, but then the state's taking it back.
No, Florida in the year 2000 literally stopped a bunch of black people from voting.
And then stole the election.
And then stole the election. So nothing should surprise us about the evil that goes on in Florida. I have heard it's a great place to visit, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love hot, humid weather.
I like the nice dryness that we have in California.
Yeah. California's great too.
We grow oranges here too, you know, and I don't know.
I bet Florida would be really dope if it wasn't for Floridians.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't you think? Yeah, yeah. A lot of them are pretty upsetting. And I know a lot of them. I know some people from Florida that are really, wonderful.
I have a bunch of friends from Florida.
But yeah, me too. But then I also know a lot of Floridians too.
So. Yeah. So COVID, we both agree it's a hoax.
Okay. Yeah.
And no, I don't think it's a hoax.
You convinced me.
I firmly believe that it came from a lab. That's the only thing that makes any sense.
I mean, it's not the only thing that makes any sense.
Everything else is very far-fetched. Because why haven't we had these kinds of viruses popping up with as much of a frequency as we have lately? Like, we haven't had different coronaviruses and different like stuff.
We
except
have,
for
we
the
just
last
haven't
like,
had
couple
like,
decades.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying it's genetic modification and it's shit getting released somehow through that.
I don't know.
And there's this is not just my own beliefs. This dude who is like some sort of professor of some sort of science on Rogan.
The citing of this source is so great. It's
go
so
watch
accurate.
Every episode of Rogan, and then you'll
and
find
just,
the
you'll
dude
find
I'm
one
talking
of them.
About.
One of them, yeah.
And he was saying that it's very rare in nature for a virus to jump from one animal to another. Not crazy rare. It happens all the time, but it's pretty rare. Like it happens all the time, but it only happens all the time because there's so many animals contacting each other, right? But a virus would have to mutate it somehow to then be able to be in this other animal. That's rare. For that animal to catch that virus and then be capable of then spreading that virus around its own species again is also rare.
Yeah, yeah.
For those two rare things to happen in nature, and they do sometimes, but it's very, very rare. in this case, apparently that happened instantaneously through some pangolin or whatever creature that they said came from this Wuhan market that happens to be.
Did you say a penguin?
Pangolin? It's like a, I think it's like a, what's it called? Armadillo type thing that lives in Asia.
Okay.
That they use for like Asian medicine or something. But they haven't been able to prove any of that. And it just so happens that there's a Wuhan virus lab working on coronaviruses a couple miles away from that area. It just seems like,
I mean, there,
it seems obviously, I mean, an accidental.
The lab being there is the, out of everything you said, the lab being in that same area is the most alarming, you know, fact that could point towards that. But everything else is all just conjecture, in my opinion, you know?
I mean, it's not conjecture, it's because, unlikely, because but, governments aren't going to tell us the truth about these things either, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah.
So there's no way of us actually knowing. Because the government, it would be embarrassing for all governments, you know, it'd be humiliating because the U.S. is like a global system now. The Chinese government and the U.S. government
there's
have
so
their
many,
beefs, but they work have to work together.
But there
they
are so that. Many authoritarian grabs during there have been so many authoritarian grabs for power in this, you know, coronavirus time. Including the things that I think Trump is doing, you know, could like they're not full on grabs
like
the way they are in
like
Belarus
or
whatever,
or what?
but you know, there's steps towards it mm-hmm. or towards making it possible, and it's all you know, I mean, it could equally be those people in power. Why is it necessary? I look at that fact that there's so many authoritarian power grabs as not people necessarily reacting to the situation, but it could have been by design the other way.
So you think some authoritarians released this virus in order to have a power grab? I think it's way more likely that people see a crisis as an opportunity, and people who are dictators are like opportunists like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but why is it so? I mean, I just think it's equally plausible that like I mean, I don't want to spread something because I'm just pulling this out of my ass, but like that Putin like could have engineered something. He could have easily sent a spy in to do something. We wouldn't hear about that either.
I think we would hear more about that. I think if there was any evidence that Putin, because Putin isn't like an economic partner of America. It's not like we have good ties with Putin. There's like sanctions against Russia. U.S. and China are like interlocked at the dick. You know, they're like the circumcised penis of America and the uncircumcised dick of China have like fused.
Yeah.
And formed.
So why wouldn't Russia want to make both China and America look bad by finding a way to get China to accidentally release a virus and
maybe,
then?
But I think that there would be
allow
some evidence
for other
of it.
Other.
I think there would be
Eastern
some evidence
European
of it.
Countries are all the see, ones see, taking power grabs, and then you know
because the I think
the
America
one guy
and
who
China
won't, criticize Putin also just happens to be you know destroying certain.
But where's there would be evidence. Of it. The reason I'm saying there's no China's
there
not going to
allow
us to see America
in authoritarian leaning countries or places
that
are trying
do you
to
think
become
that,
authoritarian.
Like, when Russia was the Soviet Union, was there evidence of them doing things? Yeah, we knew they were bringing weapons into Cuba. We know we have spies and stuff that tell us stuff. The fact that China and the U.S. have such close relations that if China, let's say, did release the accidentally or on purpose, but I'm guessing it's more likely accidentally released some virus, China's not going to want to release it. America's not going to want to release that information either because it's bad for business on both sides.
Yeah.
If Russia did it, then the whole world would then and they knew about it. If Russia did it on purpose, not an accident, but did it on purpose, then the world would want to attack Russia, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It wouldn't be like destroying the global economic system that China and America have. Russia's not like this huge economic powerhouse the way China and the U.S. are. The two biggest consumer economies need each other, and we borrow so much money from China too. I think it's a different thing.
Yeah,
than maybe. If Russia did it.
Yeah, I just think it's just like,
and I don't know if Russia's got. I don't know. I bet they're working on some shit too. Maybe it was Russia. Maybe they didn't. We have no idea. But I doubt it. I think our spies and stuff would have a hunch, if it came from Russia. Also, they'd
our
be able to track
but
it.
Our spies are like, getting like slammed as like bad intelligence agencies. So who's going to listen to them?
No, but I mean, if people started dying in China first,
in America,
right?
Though.
And then Iran, it was like it went like China. It was the first big outbreak, then Iran, then Italy. It seemed to go like it didn't seem like it came from Russia first. But maybe they released it in China. I don't know.
Well, why would it come from Russia?
I've just never
Russia?
Heard of
why
this Russia it? Stuff. You said Putin maybe made it, didn't you?
I didn't say Putin made it. I said he could have engineered a way to get it released from China. You could send some Russian spy to this
maybe.
Lab and
yeah.
have them
yeah, maybe.
Inject an armadillo or whatever,
maybe.
A penguin.
However,
or whatever
it accidentally, I think it was probably accidental. However it was, I think it was probably accidental. But they're not going to want to admit it because it would... The fear that would go through.
Anyway,
the
I'm not even trying to spin a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying, like, that's as plausible to me as
my conspiracy theory.
You're a conspiracy.
And I disagree.
The only thing that I think is, like really evident is that there was a lab there. And it's really fishy.
Isn't that really enough? There's a lab 2 miles away. And don't you think it's also fishy that it's super rare for viruses to behave this way? Then suddenly... A virus does both things, that it jumps species and becomes highly contagious within a species. That's the thing, is like usually it's one or the other. If it's highly contagious, it's highly contagious within its own species. If it jumps species, it usually isn't. I don't know.
I know, but I mean, yeah, yeah.
Honestly,
but
I don't know. I'm just regurgitating some shit off Rogan.
And I'm just like going off of my gut instinct here, which is, you know.
It could be some other
country. Which is an actor's intuition, uh-huh. which is obviously, yeah. you know, and I'm a good, great actor. I'm a great actor.
Yeah,
so
great
it's
bullshitter.
Like, it's a, I mean, it's obviously 99.5%.
You know who I think's the best actor in the world?
Correct.
Sacha Cohen. I think he's up there.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, I think
he does
there.
Some great stuff. You know, he's been doing
that.
He's making a new. Have you heard that he's making a new
America?
This is America.
Really?
Series
of
characters. Who is America? Whatever. Yeah, and yeah. And he's been doing. They've caught him doing it at certain
That's
places
dope.
Where he went to like a rally and made them start singing all these like you know
racist songs.
Yeah. It's like.
The fact that he could do that kind of shit, like the improv character comedy shit.
And get and away then, with it and people don't notice it. You know, he knows how to.
And then flip
he's
and
huge.
Play
he's
drama
huge...
stuff amazingly, too.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
I mean,
the
there's the old
incredible.
Adage that comics, comedy to drama is a lot easier than drama to comedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm proof of that. You know, I've done a lot of comedy and yet I'm on Stumptown, which is, you know, pretty funny. And mm-hmm. and Flaked, which is, you know, funny but serious. And mm-hmm. You know, I'm
and you've done some really dramatic work too.
I have, you know, no, that's right.
The HBO thing.
That HBO thing. I had 2 things in a row about school shootings, so yeah, that's
which,
I mean
which
there
I,
were no
I
jokes
know
in that actually.
Is one of
true.
My favorite things.
And I started I started in drama though. I mean, I've done like I'm classically trained. I mean, according to you, I'm no Sacha Baron Cohen, but, you know, you've also never seen him perform live and you've seen me perform live. So I take that as a huge insult.
Yeah. No. For sure. You're as good as Sacha Cohen on his best day.
Do you really think so?
Absolutely. I swear to God.
Do you want to hear my Sacha Baron Cohen impression?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Sacha Baron Cohen sounds like.
No. Okay. Yeah. Sacha Cohen's better than you.
And impressions maybe. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. He's better.
You know who my favorite comic is?
Thank you.
It's not Hormoz Rashidi, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay. I agree. I'm not my own favorite comic either. My favorite comic? I don't know. I love Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
He's great. I'd say my favorite is probably
Chappelle. I always
loved
Patton Oswalt. He was always great. Dave Chappelle's just like the king. Yeah.
Chappelle's the king. He's the best. But it's like Nate Bargatze, I just love
watching. Where is his
thing?
So where is his camp? I don't understand where it is. Is it in Ohio?
His camp? I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? That he's been like having...
Built a camp?
No, he's been having... I mean, I was over here and you were talking about pictures like that he took with Sarah Silverman. And I don't think you were talking about it.
I don't know.
He's taking some
about.
Pictures. So Chappelle built this camp for live comedy performance. Mm-hmm. It could be in Ohio. This is my question.
The thing that he did his 30-minute thing was
no,
in
but
Ohio.
He's been doing like basically live comedy camps. You know, you go get a COVID test, you can go perform with him. I know Adam Ray has done it. I know Sarah Silverman has done it. I think Louis
so
C.K.
cool.
did it, and he's giving people an outlet to go
so
perform.
I know for a fact that Dave Chappelle listens to Political Potluck. So, hey, Dave, if you're listening, Hormuz Rashidi is, I'm not willing to take the COVID test. You're just going to have to roll the dice on this one, but I will come perform. And if I have COVID, then you guys are going to maybe get COVID. But Dave, I'm down to perform if you're down to catch COVID.
Yeah, and if you need someone to, you know, I mean, I'm all for representation on the screen. If you want to be the lead mm-hmm. in somebody and you need, like, you know, a silly white guy to play your friend or your sidekick or, mm-hmm. you know, someone who's
our
not
friend
the
Sandro
lead.
Sandro Yocolano would be great
Sandro
for that role.
Would be really
he
great
would be
for
really
that.
Great yeah. for that yeah. role.
That's
Sandro.
Good. That's good. And then, like, you know, but if you need someone to do, take on the serious, more serious side of it, like
Stephen
the villain,
Fury has been training to be an actor for a little bit. So let's
true.
Give him
He's
a
been
shot.
Training like for like a, under me. I'm his coach.
You should be very proud. You should be very proud that he's ready for this opportunity. What else is new? What happened with that Lebanese explosion? Did they figure out? Was it just shit being stored incorrectly?
I mean, the last I heard about that was, I mean, it happened. No, but yeah. I mean, I know I heard that it was stuff that was stored incorrectly for like 6 years or something. The last I heard was like the prime minister and the cabinet resigned like en masse in response to wow. heavy protesting. You know, I mean, it's a marked difference protesting there versus yeah. protesting here because it looks like it works in Lebanon. And,
yeah, and I mean, protesting gets scary, I bet, quick.
Yeah, it's got to. I mean,
you got Hezbollah, and then you've got the like.
It's pretty scary in America factions. This year yeah. protesting. I mean, it's pretty yeah frightening in a way it, no one imagined.
Place
it.
Place where there's literally terrorists in political parties.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know,
that's
Hezbollah is like a legit huge political party in Lebanon and a legit terrorist organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can be both. I think Hezbollah actually learned how to be, you know, both like do good in the community
well,
and stuff
it's like
that.
It's like that old adage, you know, one person's tea party is another person's terrorist.
Tea party?
You know, I was just making fun of the
from
far
the
right
Revolutionary
tea party.
War.
Well, I was thinking more like the more recent one. You know,
did they call Tea Party people terrorists? I don't think the Democrats ever called Tea Party people terrorists.
No, I'm calling them that because they're like, you know, they've gone on to become political figures, and you know, they've also, you know, were sitting and creating unrest and in their
I don't
protests.
Think that's terrorism though. But all right,
and now they preach, you know, pretty fearful things. Like,
still not terrorism.
Rioters are
terrorism is a separate thing, right? Can we agree that, like,
I mean, I was trying to make
Ted
a joke.
Cruz,
obviously,
but
Ted Cruz is
but it doesn't
pretty
make sense,
scary.
Though.
Okay,
it makes sense the other way. Like, I think Republicans think Black Lives Matter people are terrorists. You know,
yeah,
it goes that's actually like a thing that they believe. I don't think Democrats ever like looked at the Tea Party people like you guys.
No, because Democrats are fucking reasonable.
More rational, more reasonable. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that in their hearts, Republicans believe that. Maybe like the people who just listen to everything
I think they're just watching Fox News and they're watching people light fire to buildings and stuff.
Right, but
and then
I
they're
don't
being
think,
told this is what Black Lives Matter is doing.
Yeah, they're being told they're terrorists. Yeah. But I don't believe in my heart of hearts that like Sean Hannity believes that they're terrorists. I believe that he believes that they're not, and he can sell and
he's
exploit
a piece
things.
Of shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
And Tucker Carlson, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's people who know what's going on, and to them, even like Keith Olbermann once said. He said once he was like in a debate with, I think it was Hannity, and like during the commercial break, Hannity was like, "Hey, ease up, dude. We're just all playing characters." And he was like, "I'm not. I actually believe what I'm arguing with you."
Yeah.
You know, so it's like
no, they're sellouts. And
but the people who they brainwash actually believe that shit, but not the other way around. I don't think there's which is something for the left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, and I'm constantly on the fence of wanting us to like fight harder as Democrats than you know, you see, I want Democrats to fight harder than they do because I feel like they just,
what do you mean by fight harder?
I mean, I feel like they fight for their policies and then get pushed back and called like they're called a terror, Black Lives Matter, a terrorist. You must hate all cops. And then Democrats sort of take it on the chin and they're like, oh, that's not what I meant, but fine. That's what they think. Well, now we got to go at it another way.
Yeah.
And I want them to fight harder at that, but I don't want them to lower themselves. Like look at the Midas Touch and the Lincoln Project that are just like, mud raking Trump over and over again. I don't feel like that's helpful. I don't feel like that's driving young people Hillary haters who voted for Trump.
And the thing is, it's like to
vote
the
for
Democrats just Democrats. Inherently are a big tent party, right? They're like about a lot of issues, and they're like, hey, you've got this issue. We'll fight for that. We'll fight for this. We'll fight for. So it's like they have to spread themselves thin to be covering, you know, a bunch of different factions, which makes it harder. But whereas the Republicans, it's like guns, abortion, taxes.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they run on. Is there another issue they care about other than keep guns, ban abortion, lower taxes? Easy to get a lot of people on board of that. Christians, all about abortion. That's what they vote. The evangelicals, that's what they're voting on. Abortion, abortion, abortion.
Yeah, yeah.
People like my family, all they vote about is taxes. They don't believe the government can provide anything for anybody. They're like, lower the taxes, the lowest they can possibly be.
I think there's a lot of people in my family that believe that too. Yeah. I mean, in my extended family that are very much openly Republican. And because who wants to give their money away? Which I get, but
Grover Norquist is great on Iran policy. His wife is Iranian. He's an ally of a bunch of, you know.
Yeah, but doesn't want to pay a cent in taxes for anything. Wouldn't pay a cent in taxes
for anything. And it's like that's the only issue he cares about, and that's why he's Republican.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter if Iran policy is better of the Democrats. Like, that's the only issue he cares about. Still donated a bunch of money to, you know, good organizations. But it's interesting.
Yeah, but then you're at the mercy of the, you know, the problem with that is you're at the mercy of services to the masses getting met by solely good people. And those good people don't exist and get shut down by people who are greedy. And like we're seeing
when
like
something
Trump,
like a pandemic
Trump's charity
happens,
like can fucking
it hurts
do whatever.
Grover Norquist's argument. When something like a pandemic happens, it hurts anybody who wants not to have like a good healthcare system that covers everybody, because you see something like this and you go like, we need to have a centralized, you know, healthcare system that can deal with.
I mean,
with
there are just
like
certain things that we have to agree on that are, you know, part of living. And like, we don't live, you know, I mean, it's not even a classist thing anymore. It's like a time differential. It's like people believe that you need to be as caught up on technology as possible. But if you're not rich enough, you should just be living in like the time, like the early 1800s when it's just farm and you've got to do all your chores yourself. And you better also make enough money.
What are we talking about? You lost me.
I mean, I feel like, you know, people like Grover Norquist and on the right are kind of arguing that you know, if you really want to make
it, just says no taxes. That's all he argues. He doesn't really talk anything else. He just says lower taxes as much as possible in every possible.
So let's take it away from Grover Norquist.
Just a Republican.
Let's look at the current what's on the table right now with this like kind of argument. I believe we're talking about, which is the unemployment benefits, right? Where people are
the extension for 400
the extension
more.
For 400 versus 600. Yeah. You know, the argument is that like 600 is too much, and it's a disincentive. You know, it disincentivizes people to go back to work because some people are making, you know, more than they were, albeit that more is just barely a minimum wage to begin with.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand how that argument can square with the fact that the most recent jobs report, you know, had more jobs. Well, if all these people are sitting, you know, like jobs went up in July through the middle of July in a big surprise. So how is that even possible in a world where we've, you know, disincentivize so many people to work, but so many of those people are going back to jobs. They just must be fucking idiots to not just sit and be lazy.
Yeah, and so I like, think obviously I think it's not true. It's not true. I think it's been. I think I heard on NPR like First Look or whatever it's called, Up First with NPR, the morning podcast. They said it's not true that people are turning down work because they're getting the unemployment benefits. Most it's like 2% of people, I think, or something like that, are getting more in unemployment benefits than they would have if they'd worked because of the 600 when it was at 600.
Yeah, it's
it was
not
2%.
But I mean, that's enough for
and
Republicans
most people,
to make hay out
I think,
of.
Just want to go back to their regular lives. Most people enjoy working somewhat, you know? Like, I know my girlfriend Angie couldn't wait to go back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're
terrible to be around.
Yeah, you're appreciated from a vantage point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful from a distance.
Yeah,
but on the inside,
with a
pure
view
garbage.
From the bridge.
But yeah,
the
I think what's craziest is like we like during Trump's first few years, and this is just honestly an anti-Trump person myself who you know, is not pro-Trump at all. But those first few years, you realize, like, when shit's not going bad in America, when shit's fine, when, you know, the president doesn't really do shit. He's just around. Even when the president is as garbage as Trump has been, saying the worst shit, really, it's only in these kinds of emergency type situations where you really need a smart, capable, ballsy leader.
I don't know, and we
didn't have one.
I disagree with that because I think the stuff that he did do prepared us for this monumental failure. He had defunded so many things that
CDC
could have,
and all that stuff. He
gave away all of our PPE right before we needed
What's
it.
What's PPE?
Personal protective equipment.
Oh, okay,
like masks and stuff. He gave it away, and then suddenly we were out. When we needed it, because you know his ban on the China virus.
That's the thing. Wasn't a crisis, though. You didn't notice any of that, right? Like the CDC stuff, I didn't hear about that until
afterwards.
The pandemic was hitting, and then I was like, "Oh shit, he fucked them so bad."
He was doing crazy things. He was
even Mitt Romney, like so many other people, even on the right. That we could, there's people who could have won the Republican nomination and done a good job. I'm not saying W. Bush because he fucked up on Katrina so bad that you could see. He wouldn't have done well in this situation either, but I think Clinton would have. You know, I think there's smart people.
I think Obama would have.
I think Hillary Clinton would have too. I think Mitt Romney would have done well. I think McCain. I think people who are smart and care enough to really put themselves into this.
I don't think that Bush would have been fantastic, but I believe he would have been better than Trump simply because
Trump denied it.
Well, aside from denying, he put people around him that, like, were capable. Whether you love Dick Cheney or not, he was an extremely effective vice president. Yeah. Whether you love Rumsfeld or not, he was effective at what he did.
Rumsfeld, let's leave his name out, because he was the guy who ran the Iraq campaign and was not effective. I mean, he made the decisions that led to... the fucking insurgents in Iraq.
Right, but that was his goal. I mean, I'm not saying
his goal was to have insurgents. Yeah, I think his goal was to have a new government in Iraq that's pro-America, and he didn't do a great job of that.
Yeah, that I would agree with. Okay, fair enough.
But Cheney, I agree. I think that
Trump made an effort to put people in every position that were anti that position. The person who's in charge of the USPS right now, which is like someone who's never been in charge of it, is just like shuffling stuff around, wants it gone. The head of the EPA wanted to defund the EPA. Yeah,
but really, in a crisis, you need the president to be the leader of the country.
Absolutely.
Being honest and leading people. What he did initially was talked about it would be a couple months, we'll have a vaccine soon. He's still saying it's going to disappear.
He's
just full of shit.
He never wears a mask, but now a mask is like, but he wore it once, so that should be enough. And
it just shows how little you need a president when shit's going smooth, but when shit hits the fan, you need a good, smart person in the helm. And he's not, I don't think he's that smart. I don't think he's dumb. I don't think he's stupid. I think he's got like a genius in how he can manipulate people and stuff, but he's not like super smart.
Yeah, he's smart. He's smart in the right things about politics, and he's a really effective politician because of that. I think we're going to look at this in however many years and say, he was ineffective.
Yeah.
Even though he strictly used the bully pulpit, he was ineffective at it. Look at all the people he targeted who've won their primaries. The entire squad is back, in the general election because they couldn't get get primaried by Trump's bully pulpiting, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for anybody to defeat members of Congress, you know?
Right.
Incumbents in Congress are very, very difficult to beat.
But I don't remember other presidents attacking, you know, individual members of Congress he's just a campaign machine, really.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I feel like a lot of this has looked like just a never-ending campaign for him. Since the moment,
and I wish that Obama would have used the bully pulpit more.
I totally agree.
I think a little bit of Trump mixed into Obama would have made the greatest president ever. But that's the thing.
Obama was
only a little bit of Trump.
I totally agree. I mean, he should have been a little bit you know, more willing to stand up to Republicans vocally.
Yeah.
But, you know, he the entire 8 years
and
that he was
party,
in office.
Not just Republicans.
And his own party. We're saying that he's not a good enough. He's not good enough for black people. He's not good. You know, it's all it was all against him. And everyone is for Trump. These same people are, you know, Obama makes executive orders. The same people in office are pulling politics and saying, and who said Obama was like, you know, abusing his power with executive orders.
Well, of course.
Are now saying that that Trump's allowed to do it. That,
yeah.
I mean, one person on Sunday literally said executive orders were made by God. You know, are you kidding me?
It's
that's the
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And as far as I know, like God's not an American. God's not fucking American. He doesn't have a right to vote here. You know, it's true. Show me his passport. I can't even show you my passport because the USPS is so fucking far behind.
And Matt's going through puberty right now, so that's why his voice just cracked. And he's like Peter Brady.
Yeah. I think I'll go for a walk outside.
Oh, what's happening to my voice?
Oh, is that hair down there?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Anything else you want to talk
super
about?
Super fun times in America right now.
NBA's back. Black NBA's Lives Matter. Back.
I'm about to go on like, I think it's going to be a fifth date with a girl. And it's going to be like the first time. I think we're planning on holding hands this time for the first time. So
you guys talked about it?
No, you know what we did? I mean, I feel like in coronavirus times, this is a very intimate detail to share, but we gave each other a goodbye hug for the first time. On date four. And you know, that's it's not insignificant.
In COVID time, that's like fucking anal.
I mean,
COVID anal is a hug.
You don't know because you've got a significant other, but it really is. I mean, it was
hell yeah.
Everything's become like
personal contact is like everything.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if I look forward to a day we can be out in public and be arm's length apart, dancing from with each other like we were at a 13-year-old bar mitzvah.
Hell yeah,
that'll be great.
Dope, dope, dope.
Do you hear that? Talking to the girl specifically.
She's probably listening.
I hope not.
All right, guys, make sure you vote. Make sure you, if you get a thing in the mail,
vote, register to vote. Yeah. Vote by mail early. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be
If you're voting Democrat, vote by mail or just show up on that Tuesday. If you're voting Republican, I believe your voting day is Wednesday.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Make sure you get your they will count your ballot if it's in late, so long you're a Republican.
As long as you're a Republican. Yeah. Also, if you're a Republican and you don't want to mail your vote out, you can just leave your ballot underneath your doormat.
That's right.
And
that's
the voting
census, the census taker will come and pick it
also,
up.
Also, everybody do the fucking census.
Please, yeah.
That's money going to your community based on that shit. California, New York, places like that always get less money because less people admit to being there.
And they're trying to make it even less this year.
Yeah.
And I think the goal is to get less House seats in California, which they could easily
do. We need more Senate seats, bitch. We need to fucking redo the whole Senate bullshit. Nah, that's never happening, though.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give up power in the Senate.
I mean, what they need to do is give Puerto Rico and D.C. actual representation, not just one.
Oh, but they're not going to do that either. I've heard talk about creating like a new state, like that's like a Republican state, like that's like East Oregon and stuff, and making that a different state, and then adding
Oregon. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's like super conservative area that wants to be its own state, and they're like, if you do that as a Republican state, you added, and that's two senators there. And then you can add two to Puerto Rico and get them in that way.
Yeah. And like then we can divide California into six states, in which case we've all got stuff. Yeah. There's all this,
I'm cool with dividing California. Let's just have it be. Nah, dude, I want to keep Eureka and shit too. I want Northern California.
I mean,
I want it all.
I mean, the pot growing happens up there for sure. Let's just make sure.
Just go down. Nah, that's dope too. But no, we need it all. Fuck that. California, stay whole.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah. Republicans in California need a two-state solution for sure. you know, it's all going to change once that big earthquake comes, which we know has to. I think that's going to be the October surprise. We're all waiting for a Republican or Democratic October surprise. It's going to be a Mother Gaia.
Yeah,
October.
Eventually,
surprise.
It will. It's a matter of time.
It is.
How did you react when the earthquake hit?
I kind of think that this virus is like, I'm not against the idea that it's like Earth's mechanism of like versus overpopulation. You know, I mean,
what's the explanation though?
You know, making a virus that affects
who's
you.
Who's making it though?
Earth, nature, whatever. Yeah.
I don't think nature works that way though. I don't think there's like a God in nature who's like, hey, we have too many people. We need to kill them with this. That seems crazy.
I mean, you don't watch as much Star Trek as I do, so you don't understand that, like, on a planetary level, you're looking at something from five feet off the ground. I think it's
more likely it's a simulation, and there's some kid playing Sims right now at home, and he's like, how about if I throw a pandemic at these people?
What if
I kill Kobe Bryant in a helicopter? That'd be funny, right?
I heard something
and
about
I think that's what's happening.
From.
I don't think that's what's happening.
Right, but speaking of simulations, like with The Matrix and all that, the director, Lily or Lana, I don't remember which one's actually directing. Only one of them is going to direct the fourth one.
That's pretty cool.
Which is really great that they're making a fourth one. But she was interviewed this past week and said something to the along the effects of like, you know, I don't even know if I realized at the time, but I'm not going to quote her because I don't even know if she said that. She said that The Matrix is really an allegory for being trans. It's all about transformation and all this stuff. Mm. And I think it tracks and makes total sense. You know, you're on the fence. You don't know until you make a choice, like whether you want to be one or the other, red pill or blue pill. Like it's a really fascinating take on that. And she would know she made it, right?
Which one is which, red and blue?
I mean, I assume that whichever one, you know.
Which one did he take? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I don't know. That was what, 99. I don't know.
Such a good movie.
Such a great movie. But I also think it's funny that if that's what like the filmmakers intended was to make it like an allegory for trans people, which is really beautiful in art and whatever. You know, that everyone saw that and was just like, you know, this is really telling me that reality's fake.
Yeah, they did a bad job of convey. If that's what they were trying to convey, I see it now being told. I can see the detail, but I did not watch that thinking like, this is like a trans person.
But I never looked at it and was like, oh, face value for sure. This is obviously a face value fact based movie. we're just a pill away from me being able to download karate skills. That's what most people saw from.
Well, I think that's the episode, bud.
Okay. Yeah. It works. This is we're going out the same way we came in. Crashing and burn.
Crashing and burn. Yeah. Follow me and Matt on social media. My Instagram handle is @DaneCook. I've been Dane Cook this whole time.
It's true. Yeah.
I wonder how Dane Cook's doing during COVID.
That's been my second thought every day.
Because his girlfriends are like hell of young. And it's like,
yeah, I wonder how many people he's
spread
it to.
He's got to get tired. If you date young women, we're about to leave, but I got to say this. If you date really young women, like your girlfriends are like 19, 20 even, 21, I think it's fine. If they're 18, I think it's fine. Because legally, I think women, once they're of age, they can make their own decisions. But man, they've got to be so fucking annoying during COVID. Like, if you're constantly hanging out with one chick, she's like, well, now that COVID's happening, I'm going to move in and stay with you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. Just young people in general are so dumb. A young, super hot chick who's, like, never had to have a personality? Ugh, that's got to be terrible.
This is...
But then again, you also are getting to fuck
the
super
hot
young chick.
This is the most positive Dane Cook burn I've ever heard.
Oh, that's not even a burn.
It's not. Yeah.
It's like there's the positive of like you got the super hot chick around to fuck and be with, but then you got to be with a super young chick.
I mean, yeah, it depends on the. I guess it goes individual. I don't know who he's dating, but yeah, I mean, maybe someone in. date who you want. You know, I don't want to be people of their own age.
Yeah, date whoever you want, but as long as it's of a different gender, right? No gay. We're not okay with gays, right?
I'm fine with.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah. Then me too. Then I thought Matt was against gays, so I wanted to support him in his homophobia. But
I feel bad that I just instinctively said gays in response to you. Actually, yeah,
I support the gays and the queers.
Yeah. All right. I don't think it's an Oriental vibe.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye, Herbert.